This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From online manufacturing to the new digital economy, now Spotify, the people you might use to listen to your music, want you to use them for more than just that. It announced today it's buying two podcast companies, Gimlet and Anchor, a growth strategy, yes, but with some risks. Marketplace's Bree Benishore has that one.
There are podcasts about just about anything.
A podcast created by dentists for dentists.
There are podcasts about absolutely nothing, meant to help you fall asleep.
We did it, and they say, no, Janet did it. Thank you, Janet.
And there are podcasts about podcasts.
We explore the expanding universe of podcasts.
Spotify wants as many original podcasts as it can get its hands on.
It's a safe bet to consider that listening of non-music content is going to continue to grow, and they're trying to get ahead of that curve.
Sirona Elton teaches at the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. In the same way that Netflix or Amazon or even AT&T have been creating original content for their platforms, Spotify wants to do that for audio. So they bought Gimlet and Anchor.
It's a risky goal because the profitability of podcasting, it's still a little bit unknown at the moment.
John Sullivan is professor of media and communications at Muhlenberg College, but he says there are real opportunities. Spotify can distribute podcasts on both Android phones and iPhones. Podcasts can be turned into TV shows like Gimlet's Homecoming. And
there are data opportunities.
Gigi Johnson directs the UCLA Center for Music Innovation. There's data to be harvested from podcast users. But all of these possibilities for growth come at a cost, says Muhlenberg College's Sullivan.
It's going to take a while for Spotify to recoup the money that they paid.
Reportedly, $200 million for Gimlet alone. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.